KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky. We're at 21 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny with a high of 44. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. In area news, the Danish Windmill Corporation in Elkhorn reports that reconstruction of the windmill has seen some setbacks, but crews are planning to arrive in mid-April to hopefully finish the project. With national news showing the massive flooding along the Ohio River near Louisville, Kentucky, mill manager Lisa Riggs became concerned because that's where the millwright and his warehouse are located and where the parts are being crafted for the 1848 Danish windmill. She made a quick call to B.E. Hassett Millwrights and was assured by Ben Hassett that the lumber is safe and dry. The mill's restoration project met with delay after one of the two 67-foot timbers for the new sails that had been air-drying for over a year turned out to be of inferior quality and could not be properly shaped. It was determined that replacing only one of the sails with good timber instead of the two that are really needed would not be a prudent course of action, according to Riggs. And that's based on existing structural deterioration of the old timber. As a result, a new 67-foot timber was fir timber was ordered at no additional cost to the mill. The board decided to replace a few of the spars on the fantail as well. The new lumber will be kiln-dried to speed up the drying process. It's expected to arrive at the millwright's warehouse within about a week and will take at least 2 weeks to craft it into a sail stock. After millwright Ben Hassett and his crew complete the reconstruction, the crew will install new shingles on the old mill cap. The mill housing and Morningstar Chapel will also get matching shingles. The shingle contract was let as a joint collaboration of Fagen Lumber and Modern Roofing, both of Elkhorn. It will be funded in part by insurance reimbursement for the hail damage, Mike and Lou Howard Endowed Iowa Fund, and two pending grants. Lisa Riggs says a special thanks goes to mill board member Tim Anderson of the cabinet shop, who just completed 8 new shutters to fit the 8 spars that lead up to the fantail assembly to help save on time. Tim donated his labor and materials, resulting in an estimated savings to the mill project of $2,600. To find out more about the historic Danish windmill, go to danishwindmill.com on the web. With warmer temperatures on the horizon, you may be getting anxious to fire up the outdoor grill, and if your grill runs on gas, Pelgas here in Atlantic has a deal that you can't pass up, and it benefits the Atlantic swim team, which is a win-win for everyone. Barb Barrick, Dave and Krista York, Jennifer Miller from Brywin's Home Furnishings, and Jackie Sampson with the Nishna Valley YMCA sat down to the media Monday evening at the Y to talk about the second annual Atlantic Trojan Swim Team fundraiser working in conjunction with Pelgas. Barb Barrick explained that last year, Todd Pellett with Pelgas offered to fill propane tanks for $32.50, with $25 of that going toward private fundraising being used for the Atlantic High School swim team.
It was short notice. We got started late, but we still did. We did about 3 hours on a Saturday. We filled over 67 tanks and made it a little over $2,500 for the swim team. So this year, Todd Pellett approached us again to see if we would like to do the same type of fundraiser this year.
Dave York said there are two options when it comes to filling your tank.
There's a pickup option. Mm-hmm. And so there's two dates. Wednesday, April 4th, and Wednesday, April 11th. And the April 4th is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and April 11th is 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And what's going to happen those two dates is a person has already said, yes, you know, we want some tanks. The person has to uninstall their tank, unhook it from whatever they've got, their grill or whatever, and set it out where we can get it. And then one of the swimmers will come and talk with the person, put one of these tags on the grill tank, make sure, because we want to be able to identify it, get it right back to the person it belongs to.
Pelgas will fill the tanks and work with students to see the tanks are returned. York said you don't have to be home for your tank to be picked up or dropped off. There's also a private shuttle option where you can purchase your fill and receive a tag, and when you're ready to take the tank to Pelgas and get it filled, you can do so. Krista York said Pelgas will honor those tags through early this summer, so even if your tank is still full, you can refill it if you're a heavy outdoor griller. She added that if you do more than one tank to fill or have more than one tank to fill, each additional tank is only $25, with 100% of that, she said, going back to the swim team.
4 years ago, it'll be 5 years this fall, we decided to have our own high school swim team. And after the first season, the school was looking at some budget cuts, and we knew that the swim program was on on the table to be cut. So a group of parents got together and talked to the school board and said, let's do this. Let's not cut the program, but cut the funding. We'll fund the program. So up until last spring, our program was funded mostly with donations from parents. A lot of generous folks around town made contributions, but we really hadn't done any fundraisers. So this was our first fundraiser.
That's Christy York explaining why the funds are needed. The program is still 100% donation funded. The cost to run the program, according to York, is a little more than $11,000 per year, split into two seasons because the boys and girls seasons don't run concurrently to each other. Jennifer Miller said it's the only varsity sport in the district that is self-funded. She said that they're only looking to fund the carrying program and not the equipment, as each team member is responsible for their own swimsuit, goggles, and related gear. To receive a propane tank fill request form and or purchase your tag, check with any high school swim team member. Stop by the YMCA, Bryman's, J&J Graphics, or contact Barb Barrick at City Hall or Jackie Sampson at 712-250-0025, or you can download the form from the Atlantic Flying Shark Swim Team's Facebook page. And even if you don't have a tank to fill, you're more than welcome to donate to the team. Well, Ray Bubba Sorensen II, a Republican from Greenfield, filed papers last week for the Iowa House District 20 race. Iowa District 20 is currently represented by Clell Bodler, who recently announced his retirement. The district includes the counties of Adair, Guthrie, and portions of Dallas and Cass. Sorensen says his priorities are to work for the district by providing reliable constituent services and giving the people a voice in our legislative process. He says as a small business owner and lifelong resident of the district, he can be an advocate for rural Iowa with a common sense approach. Bubba, as he's known, as a lifelong resident of Adair County, where in Greenfield he operates his business, Sorensen Studios, along with his wife Maria. He's well known, of course, for painting the Freedom Rock just south of Interstate 80 along Highway 25. Painting the original Freedom Rock each year as a volunteer effort, he's now commissioned to paint the smaller Freedom Rocks in every county in Iowa. He currently has 69 of the county Freedom Rocks completed. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning in Greenfield during their session, which begins at 9 a.m. The board will canvass the results of last Tuesday's special election pertaining to a bond for the courthouse elevator project. Afterward, they'll conduct regular business, which includes manure management plan update, discussion on township clerk wages, Adair County landfill financial statements, a fiscal year 2017 Southern Iowa trolley audit, and Tyler Technologies Amendment. The county engineer will have some documents for the board to sign as well with regard to bridge or road culvert replacement projects, and he'll discuss with the board equipment purchases for fiscal year 2019. And then the Adair County Board of Supervisors will enter into a closed session to discuss and or act on the purchase of two parcels of land, and then will return to open session to further discuss the courthouse elevator project and bid. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.